In 1884, Pope Leo XIII had a vision at the end of his Mass in the morning. The vision was of Satan telling God that he would destroy the church. He immediately went into his office and 30 minutes later came out with what we call the St. Michael Prayer. He then ordered that this prayer, along with three Hail Marys and the Hail Holy Queen, to be said at the end of every low mass everywhere in the world. These are what we call the Leonine prayers after Pope Leo XIII. And these prayers were suppressed at the Second Vatican Council, but they can still be said because they occur after the dismissal. About 6 or 7 years ago, we started saying the St. Michael prayer at all of our masses in the parish. And a couple of years later, the Archbishop asked that all of the priests in the Archdiocese to say the St. Michael prayer at the end of each Mass. In one of the earliest Masses where I said the prayers, a friend from out of town said that his priest had added, "Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us," that invocation at the end of the St. Michael prayer. And he said that it was so that the last name you heard at Mass wasn't Satan. I thought that was a good idea and later found out that Pope St. Pius X had actually added the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus prayer to the Leonine prayers in 1904. So our dedication to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus is nothing new here. But on this day, when we celebrate the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, when the Archbishop consecrates our archdiocese to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, and where we consecrate ourselves to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, let's reflect on the readings at this Mass and how the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus has been revealed to us in faith, hope, and love. In the first reading from Deuteronomy, Moses reveals to the people of Israel the covenant that God has made on Mount Horeb. He tells them that God has chosen them from all of the nations on the earth, face of the earth, to be a people peculiarly his own. And he said, the reason for this is that the Lord has set his heart on you. Now, the people of Israel had to believe that in faith. Only Moses had spoken to God on Mount Horeb, and then Moses told the people. We are in a direct line with these people. They were chosen by God, and God continued to reveal himself to them and to protect them, as we hear in the rest of the Old Testament. And then in the fullness of time, God sent his Son so that his people could see him face to face and understand that God had truly set his heart on them. And so we are like the children of Israel at the base of Mount Horeb. We haven't seen Jesus in the flesh, but we have faith in him because it has been handed down to us by the apostles who did see him in the flesh. We have a faith that God, through his Son, has set his heart on us. We can only set our hearts on him because he set his heart on us first. And it is because of our faith that we are people of hope. And when I say hope, I don't mean that we're optimistic people. We're people of hope. Hope is the theological virtue by which we desire the kingdom of God and eternal life as our happiness, placing our trust in Christ's promises and relying not on our own strength, but on the help of the grace of the Holy Spirit. And what is Christ's promise in the gospel today? It's the motto of our basilica, "Come to me," Jesus tells us. "Come to me, and I will give you rest." Now here, Jesus is speaking both plainly and eschatologically. Plainly speaking, we come to Jesus here today. We gather in his name and remember his promise that he's with us when we do so. We come to hear him in sacred scripture, and we go to his most sacred heart in Holy Communion. But he's also speaking eschatologically, meaning the end things, death, judgment, heaven, and hell. Our greatest hope is that we will go to him when we die, because he is the only way to the Father's house, where we will find not just brief rest, but eternal rest. And of course, the most sacred heart of Jesus is most perfectly revealed through love. Occasionally, someone will ask me why we say, "Most sacred heart of Jesus, have mercy on us," three times at the end of Mass. And there are a few reasons. On one hand, it's a nod to the most holy Trinity. On the other hand, it responds to Christ's call to be persistent in prayer. But it also points to three types of love that Jesus has. He has the love that's within the most holy Trinity. He has his divine love for us, as we heard about in Deuteronomy. But then he has his human love for us. He revealed his human love for us through his earthly life, in feeding his people, in healing them, in casting out demons, and even through his own tears. But at no time did he reveal his love more perfectly than on the cross. At the Last Supper, he said, "No man has greater love than this, to give up his life for his friends." Then the next day he did it. And that blood dripping from his pierced sacred heart in the image is a reminder to us. And John the Evangelist was a witness to that. He saw it. And that's why he's so often called the Apostle of Love. He was absolutely, completely convinced that Jesus loved him. So much so that he calls himself the disciple whom Jesus loved in his own gospel. He saw the sacred heart of Jesus pierced on the cross. And it led him to declare in the second reading today that God is love. And if God loves us, and Jesus died for us, and if God is love, we are called to love each other. Those who live in hatred do not know God, because God is love. In honor of the most sacred heart of Jesus, I want to start a small new practice in our parish. Instead of reciting the St. Michael prayer and invoking the most holy name of Jesus while we're all standing, I'm going to ask Brian to hold up on the recessional hymn. And after the dismissal, I'm going to come around to your side of the altar and we're all going to kneel. We'll say the St. Michael prayer together, and then we can direct our prayers to Jesus, Christ crucified above us. It's how it was done at the time of Pope Leo XIII, at the time he composed his prayers. And it more perfectly reflects our desire for mercy from the most sacred heart of Jesus. On our knees.